I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, and this is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. Dozens of Northeast Ohio musicians, poets, and beatmakers came together over the last year to record an album that they describe as a love letter to Cleveland. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about In Search of the Land, a celebration of Black music that comes out on Juneteenth.
This is Black Migration.
It seems the American dream wasn't meant for someone like me, still searching for peace.
Daniel Gray Kantar says every time he listens to all 12 songs on In Search of the Land, he's brought to tears.
We're not making music that's making people cry, then we're not doing our job.
Kantar is a writer, musician, and activist, and founder of the nonprofit 12 Literary Arts, a creative writing program for poets of color in the greater Cleveland area. In 2019, he teamed up with Terrell Denson Wallace, a.k.a. Tall Black Guy, a Detroit-based world-renowned producer, to commission poems from the community to turn into a spoken word album. With grant money from the Joyce Foundation, it evolved into bringing together nearly 40 local, mostly Black artists to turn poems into songs.
We wanted to invite them to work with musicians who they wouldn't ordinarily work with. What that does is creates a new sound and some new possibilities.
Cleveland musicians Gina Fayola and Emily Keener had never met before producing Why Not Give Our Best to Love, a song that Fayola wrote in 2012 that she says speaks to the heart of the city now.
I'm only human, as they say. You love me just the way I am.
That first line, that I'm only human, as they say, felt like something Cleveland needed. We're very much the underdog. I wanted to be able to use the song in order to expose the heart of Cleveland to the world, because we're so rich in talent and love and commitment here.
If we lose, there's only us to blame. So why not give our best to love?
Why not give our best to
why?
Love?
Keener, who added background vocals, says the project is special.
I hope that what I've offered does lift it up and does sort of take people to that place of that real love in community, because that's really what the song is about.
Akron-based musician and producer Eric Troy contributed to two tracks on In Search of the Land, including a guitar solo on the track Higher.
Slightly out of tune, that twanginess like some of them old Motown guitar players had. I wanted to do it the exact same way.
Troy says Northeast Ohio is rich in musical talent, but it's siloed.
We need to listen to each other's genius. We don't listen. But I think with this project, man, this is going to spark a change. We've been missing out on each other.
After a delay because of the pandemic, Daniel Gray Kantar says it was fitting to release In Search of the Land this Saturday, Juneteenth, the annual commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States.
It's about liberating ourselves from a lot of the structures that have really sort of impeded the process of Northeast Ohio becoming all that it can become. And to think about what it looks like, feels like, sounds like, and can be to not stay in your box.
And I talked more with Daniel Gray Kantar about the process and background of the album. How did you go about finding the artists or selecting the artists that would take part in this? I mean, more than 60, that's unbelievable.
It's a great question. I tell you, it was really something, Amanda. First of all, Terrell wasn't supposed to live here. The idea was for Terrell to come here from time to time and to visit all of the clubs and music venues in Northeast Ohio and really hear and see all of the wealth of musicians that we have. And for him to sit back and say, yeah, I really like that sound, or I really like the way that person did that, and to invite them to record. Well, obviously that didn't happen due to the pandemic. It was just like not feasible for Terrell to travel back and forth between Cleveland and Washington, D.C., which is where he was based. So Terrell had to move himself and his family here and thanks to the Famicos Foundation and the Cleveland Foundation, we were able to provide them with housing that they didn't have to pay for. So they were able to stay here for a year. This album's through line is created by poets, young women of color, and young abolitionists who are also poets. So those poems formed the thread line of the album. And so what we did is we brought those poets into the Zoom space to share their words with Terrell. And Terrell chose the poems that he thought resonated most with him in terms of content, tone, and contour. Once we had those, we then posted those poems and we invited musicians from across the city to share their music with us. And what we started to do was match poems with the musicians. So a number of the poems appear on the album with musical accompaniment. But then there's also, of course, all these other musical idioms that appear without the poems, but are inspired by the poems. And so that was the process. And then out of that, we started hosting these jam sessions where multiple musicians in a socially distanced context could start to ideate and create ideas. So it was a long process, Amanda. It really, really took us really, truly about 10 months.
Wow.
To record everything. We ended up recording about 23 songs, and we've kept 12 of them for this final recording.
Wow, that's unbelievable. What a process. I just love that it started with poetry and evolved into the music and the songs.
You know, Amanda, there were two types of recordings that I had been a fan of, but had never seen really come out of Northeast Ohio. The first type of recording was something that I heard back in the late 1990s called Eargasms. And that came out of a club and a night at the club. The club was the Brooklyn Moon in Brooklyn, New York. And they released this album of poems. And I was like, yeah, that's really dope. But I never heard anything like that come from out of Cleveland. And so then the other concept was there were these two recordings, one called the Detroit Experiment and the other called the Philadelphia Experiment. Both of those were just sort of bringing together these musicians. Many of them had worked together before, but the concept was for them to really create an album that captured the sound and the zeitgeist of the city at those times, which is the early 2000s, like 2001, 2000 to 2003. So I hadn't heard anything like either of those come out of Northeast Ohio. So the concept was to really merge those two ideas.
Did these poems have to, I imagine they had to follow some sort of theme, right? Were they about something in particular?
The organization that I'm the founder and executive artistic director of, 12 Literary Arts, our whole impetus is really merging poetry, performance, and social justice. At our core, we're really very interested in and we champion the idea of voice. And when we talk about voice, we're talking about inspiring people, urging people, and nurturing people to speak truth to power. So a lot of our writers are writers of color, and they come from neighborhoods that have been historically redlined. And so they are talking and speaking their truth in response to all of the issues that emerge out of the federal government's redlining initiative, maybe the best way to call it. And so that's what they are speaking to and speaking against. And so that forms the thread line of the recording. There's a sense of speaking out, but there's also a sense of keeping hope truly alive. And this is the hardest I've ever done, the hardest project I've ever done. But it's also probably the most rewarding, even more than my own music.
So what exactly made you cry? What was it exactly?
There's so many moments, Amanda. I think every time I hear it, I shed a tear, honestly. We went into a local elementary school, Daniel E. Morgan, K through 8, which is in the Huff neighborhood of Cleveland, right around the corner from 12 House. And we recorded kindergarten, first and second grade students who were asked the question, when you think about Black people, what do you think about?
When I think about Black people, I think they're nice, happy, stuff like that.
I I think of black people, I think they're beautiful and wonderful.
And their answers you'll hear on the album. But then also, you know, they sing along with the artist who wrote the final song, which is called Black Gold. No milk and honey up in here, but this gold. And the album ends with them singing. And every time I hear that, Amanda, I'm filled with a sense of hope for the future. I think the other moment is a song that I perform on that's really very personal for me. It's called Black Migration.
My mom always kept telling us, if you get an education, you can make it in this country. You can be somebody. And why she had such a fundamental belief in a country, having come from the South where the blatant discrimination...
That song is about black folks. We moved here from the South, a good number of us, with the hope that we would see a better future. But if you look around, that promise has not been fulfilled. So the song really is about my own family history, but also the beauty that neighborhoods like Mount Pleasant and Huff and Glenville used to have and still do. But it leaves you with the question, were we better off moving to the urban north? And I don't provide an answer for that. It's just a question.
Separated by time and drama, seems it kept getting worse after the passing of Big Mama. And the crack didn't help none. Separated black mamas from their black sons. And the ones that made it in the burbs, the rest in slums. And we all get together when it's a funeral. And it's the same with all of us around the nation. This is black migration.
It seems the American dream wasn't meant for someone like me. Still searching for peace.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing it with me. How can people get the album and find it?
There are a few ways. The album will be available. We should also say that the album is free. We don't want any impediments toward people being able to hear these voices and hear this music. So you can find it and download it for free on our website. It will be available on Juneteenth, and our website is 12arts.org. And you can also find it on Bandcamp and on SoundCloud. So if you go to any of those platforms, you'll be able to download the album at no charge.
Can you just search for In Search of the Land?
Absolutely. Or 12 Literary Arts, 12 Arts Media.
Thanks again for all your work, Daniel. It's incredible.
Thank you for your work, Amanda. I appreciate this time.
Explore what's happening now in local music on WKSU Shuffle. Check us out at WKSU.org/shuffle, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to stay in the know about music in your area. If you're a Northeast Ohio artist working on new music, or you have a tip you want to share, let us know. Email shuffle@wksu.org.